This is GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. Writer, actor, and comedian Maj Jobrani has been using humor to talk about race and stereotypes in American culture for more than two decades. Jobrani, who is Iranian-American, has tackled these sensitive subjects through stand-up comedy, including last year's protests surrounding President Trump's travel ban.
You know how scared I was to be at the protest? This is how scared I was. I took my passport to the protest. Who takes their passport to a protest? An immigrant, that's who. I'm not gonna get deported, right? If they tried to arrest me, officer, I'm with you. God bless America, God bless. That's right.
Public radio geeks may recognize that voice of Maj Jobrani from NPR, as he's been a panelist on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me for several years. Well, now the comedian is in Atlanta for a series of shows at the Punchline. He'll perform twice tonight and three more times tomorrow, including a 6 p.m. show that's just been added. Maj Jobrani joins me in the studio. Good morning.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
It is such a pleasure to have you here. So for people who have not had a chance to see your brand of funny, how would you describe it?
Wow. Hopefully funny. That's always a good way to start. I talk a lot about politics nowadays because of obviously the environment and the atmosphere that we're in. And I try to address some of the things that are going on currently, as well as things that have been happening in the past, including the travel ban, like you just heard, because I am Iranian American and I am an immigrant. So I talk about those things. And I also talk about a lot of family stuff because I have young kids. I have a 7-year-old girl and a 9-year-old boy. So it runs the gamut from politics to family and some silly stuff in between.
Silly stuff in between. So this week, there has not been a lot to laugh about with images and sounds of children much younger than yours in just pure agony as they've been separated from their parents during this border crisis under Trump's immigration policy. And I'm wondering, how have you dealt with that? And do you find it hard to come up with material?
Wow, yeah, it's been really hard. Again, as someone who is an immigrant, and I came here at the age of 6, and we were leaving Iran where a revolution was starting. So let me take you back to when the travel ban happened and how they tried to implement that travel ban. There were people flying into the United States, and the ban was activated almost overnight. So they would fly in, they would land, and then they would be turned away, or people that had been approved, let's say Syrian refugees or others that have been approved to come to America, their approval was suddenly put on hold. So I put myself in their shoes at that point, and I thought, wow, what would have happened when I was a kid and we were leaving the Iranian Revolution, and if we'd landed at JFK and they told us, you got to go back? Just the trauma that would cause kids at that point, that really bothered me then. And now with what was going on now with them separating their kids from parents, that also is so unbelievable that they could do that. And so you're right. What does a comedian do in this case? Mm-hmm. What I did personally, I just started going on Trump's Twitter and trolling him.
Yeah. I was checking out your Twitter in response to one of President Trump's tweets about this picture that he had from that rally on Wednesday night in Minnesota when he said, so sorry, people wanting to get into the already packed arena. I love you all. And you responded with your tweet saying, looks a little like a detention center for immigrants. You seem to like this sort of thing.
Yeah, it does. If you look at the picture again, I do this a lot late night because I'm running around with my kids and now the World Cup. So I'm busy, you know, and I got work in between. And so end of the night, I'll just go through his tweets. And he did. He put a picture up and all these people were kind of from the distance. There was a couple of police wagons and there was these people like leaning out of this building. Mm-hmm. And it did look like a detention center. And so I thought that was a fun little thing to tweet. And also he keeps bragging about sold out and there wasn't enough room. And so one of the tweets, I said, just get a bigger place, dude.
So, you know, stand-up comedy, it really does have roots in being raw, you know? And I'm wondering, what do you make of comics like Roseanne Barr, who maybe take that too far with some hate speech mixed in there? How do you control that, or should you even control that?
First of all, if you have that racist bone in your body and you have a hit TV show, pick up the phone, call your racist friend, rant on the phone together, hang up, keep your show, move on, keep us guessing. Don't go on Twitter. That was stupid. If she just put something out there and it just was not funny, mm-hmm. whole different ball game. ABC wouldn't cancel you for not just being funny. Many of their shows are often not funny.
Right.
So it was. I mean, you feel the racism that came out of that.
Yeah. You have often talked about how you were typecast in your TV and film career as a generic Muslim terrorist character. In fact, in one of your specials and your book, which is titled I'm Not a Terrorist, But I've Played One on TV. So I'm wondering, has Hollywood really moved past that, or are you still finding yourself?
Yeah, listen, there's different levels of it. First of all, when I first started out, I ended up doing a couple of parts where I played terrorists, and it really made me feel bad about myself. Mm-hmm. I said, I don't want to do that anymore. So I stopped that, and that's where I drew the line. After that, I still played some other roles, like, you know, whether it was cab drivers or, you know, falafel shop owners or whatever. I had fun with those parts because I honestly felt that those are people that I know, Middle Easterners who own those types of places or drive the cab, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
But it does feel like we've gone even beyond that. Like, we've got people like, you know, Aziz Ansari and Hasan Minhaj and Mindy Kaling and other people mm-hmm. from that part of the world, Asif Manvi, who are now portraying just regular people. But ultimately, I really would love to play closer to my voice here.
Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't mean the character has to be me, but it would be nice to play this so that, as you said, eventually we start seeing people from that part of the world who maybe, I would love to play a guy who's Iranian-American. And so be on TV and say, hey, I'm Iranian-American. I think some people's minds would be blown because they would go, oh, that guy sounds American, which we all are.
Right.
You know, I always say that when people go, immigrants, when people put, like, they criticize immigrants. Immigrants are here to take over and do this and do that. I go, no, immigrants came to this country because they love this country. We came to get away from something else that was not great. And so we are here to make the best of ourselves.
All right, Maj Jobrani is a writer, actor, and comedian. His comedy special, Maj Jobrani, Immigrant, is streaming on Netflix, and he will be performing two shows at the Punchline here in Atlanta tonight at 8 and 10, and then three more shows tomorrow night, including a 6 p.m. show that's just been added. And so come out and see Maj. Thank you so much for coming out and seeing us.
Appreciate you guys having me out. It's always nice. It's so hot out here.
Welcome to Atlanta.
Yeah, I live in LA, man.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
This is GPB Atlanta.